Welcome to Cognitive Rampage Podcast. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living your Cognitive Rampage. You have to believe in the power of you. Uncomfortable is where the change is. Welcome to Cognitive Rampage Podcast. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you are living your Cognitive Rampage. I'm a rampage for you out there that may be feeling down, feeling like, like you can't win, catching for a break, something like that, man. I'm speaking directly to you today about this. Now, the simple topic here is performance versus value. You see, we have been trained in the world that we live in that the value of who we are as individuals, as human beings, is totally and solely based on the performance of our lives, whether it's in our jobs, whether it's in our marriage, whether it's as a parent, whether it's in finances, wherever that may be for you, even health for some people, right? That the value of who you are somehow lays in the outcome of the performance in those things. And I'm telling you, it is not. That the value of a child firstborn that performs nothing, this infant child performs nothing in its life. For the most part, it's going to keep the parents up awake, shits, pisses itself, needs help constantly, has no actual performance in the infant, this child. And I'm here to tell you that the value in that child in itself as an infant has more value than almost anything on earth. See, without performance. And see, we grow up, we get washed, we get painted into corners, we get told, convinced, we get parented by, you get bossed by your significant other, maybe one that's left you or one that's even with you, right? Or your friends that you're around, that you have not made it until you perform, until you have shown something, until you feel like in some fashion that you could stand up and be proud of some performance. And I'm here to let you know that no matter how bad you may feel like you're performing at life, at finances, at a moment, at parenting, at whatever it is that you were doing, that the value of you remains the same, that the value does not increase when your bank account increases, that the value of you as an individual does not somehow increase when you have employees that work for you, when you launch a successful business. This does not make the value of an individual go up. It may make your dollar figure value go up, but you cannot lose hope in that dirt, in that grime, when you're at the bottom, when you're in that gutter, when no one's around. You have to pick yourself off, wipe yourself up off there, find the friends that love you, get around people that will encourage you, not people that will bring you down and tell you what you are not. And especially out of your own head that's telling you you are not, because you can be, and it doesn't even matter. And throw out this idea that there's some predestined thing that you were supposed to be on, that if you can just reveal this greatness within you, that somehow you will then conquer all of those things and become this amazing super person that everyone loves and some celebrity on some level of whatever that may be. Stop it there, because that's just not true. We are on the path that we are on when we wake every day. That path can change. There is no set plan. There is no predetermined destination for you. No, I can't prove this, but take that mindset as you wake up every single fucking day, when you get to smile and say, this is a new path that has started today, and I'm grateful for the moment and the present, the place that I am. Because without the pain that you feel, without that sorrow, without whatever it is that you are feeling, that is the darkness that surrounds you, that light will not feel so good when you achieve it. You need the pain. You need the pressure. It creates the diamonds, right? That makes the people that we are. The stories we listen to because they have overcome pain. They have gone against all odds. But forget even the result of whatever path you think you're on, some success that needs to happen, some launching of something. If I get this, then I will be. Once the company makes it here, then I'll be fine. Once my finances are here, then I'll be fine. You are fine today. You are fine today. You are beautiful today. This moment, this path, it is a new path with every waking morning. You are not set out on some path of destruction or some path of unlucky choices or some path that was predetermined because you are somehow cursed in this world. These are the thoughts that your own mind will tell you. To be present in your place, the path of which the day brings to you today, this is that gift, the gift that we get to choose at that moment. What you do with it, again, would still be pointing to then you must perform, that somehow you have to perform in today's path. Be present in today's path. I promise you, no matter what you even say to yourself, what your history says, what your resume of life has described, or what others around you or others that have left from being around you may have told you or convinced you, or what the society or what marketing has indirectly convinced you you're supposed to have, that you're supposed to do, you will not arrive one day. No one just arrives one day. When the Porsches are in the driveway, the moats around the castle, it doesn't mean you have arrived. So what? You've made $10 million. Now what? Now what do you do? What is within the heart of the individual? What is the character that lies within you? It's the path that we wake up each day. That decision, how we treat other people, and especially how you treat yourself, this is the value of a human. And even if you have treated people poorly in the past, this performance still does not define the value of you as a person. You must get up. You must press forward. You must go on, because you don't have a fucking choice. You will continue and soldier on. You will find that way. There is no value in the performance. We may have some initial feeling that makes us feel good about who we are, what we did, or what we gave someone in this performance, but this is still a performance. Even if you're helping other people, this too is a performance. Don't allow that to define the value of you as a human being and as an individual. This is not where you will find the value. The value consists in you consistently. The value consists in you consistently. This is where it lies. The belief of that value is what matters, and that is what is up to you. The superpower to believe in the value that which you hold presently without any performance, without any rating or grading, this value exists in you already and will remain in you until your last breath. No matter what you have surrounded yourself with, no matter what you have done to other people, that value constantly and consistently exists within you. That is where the value is. And if you find yourself in a toil, if you find yourself in choices to be made, do not weigh on these choices so heavily. Do not go to bed wondering what the choice should be that day or the next day, because these are merely choices and they will not define your life. The choices we make do not define us. It's what we do with the outcomes, with the path we're presented in the present. What we do with it, that's what matters. Not the past, not the inner thoughts. If you find yourself in the toil, do not toil, because in that toil of a decision that needs to be made, this is where you will find the things that we label as things like depression, anxiety, worry, wonder, guilt, shame. These choices in that toil, the wonder, that unknowing, this is where you will find a lost soul. Make the decision, make a choice. When you can move beyond the guilt, regret, shame, worry, wonder of what happens if I choose, play it forward on the chess game of your life. If I make this choice, this happens, and so what if it does? And then what? What happens if I choose the opposite and this happens, and so what? These do not define us. Your choices don't even define you. The belief of the value that consists and stays in you consistently, this belief of self, this is the defining of you. You have value regardless of the performance, regardless of what the society tells you, regardless of what anyone has ever said to you. That value still lies within you, within your children, within all of them, no matter how you perform. And I know it's hard to believe that shit. I know it's hard to say, well, wait a minute. If I'm not performing this, I don't have this. I'm not a good parent if I don't provide. Let's face it, many parents want to provide for their children because it feels good for them. And many times in the long run, end up spoiling their own children in the doing so, right? Right? So don't throw that out there at me or at yourself, right? The performance is what has been sold to you. The performance of our life experience, even buying of the experiences, the check marks of the things we must experience to consider our life fulfilled. Life with breath is fulfilled. If you wake up and you breathe in, your life has been fulfilled already. Find peace in that present moment. Find peace in the presence of the breath that exists within you, and stop fucking judging yourself. Stop allowing the social constructs to convince you that you are nothing, that your performance has thus defined you, and do not allow others to define who you are. You make that choice and that decision. Make the choice. Do not toil. Whatever that choice may be, you make the choice. You don't sleep on the toil. You don't wonder. Don't build up the anxiety and depression as you worry about some choice, as if your life will then be thus altered forever. If your life is thus altered forever by some choice that you are wondering about what to do this or to do that, then you thus are defining yourself by either people in your life or what that choice may bring or not bring you, whether that's money, whether that's success, whether it's love, whether any of those things. You may be thinking, no, if I make the choice to stay in this relationship, to leave this job, to launch this company, these are the things that shape my lives. That does not define you, and this is the thin line between finding value in self and allowing yourself to be defined by the things around you. Your job, your bank account, your spouse, the one you're in love with, your kids do not define you. None of that does. Make the choice. You have value. Enjoy it. Breathe in today. That is the present prosperity of life given to you today. Enjoy that one. I hope you're taking care of you. I hope you're living your motherfucking cognitive rampage, baby. Love the shit out of all y'all.